listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, if you've been searching for a better MedSup call script, you are in the right place. We've got the best practices to improve your cold calling strategy in ASG Episode 54, How to Write a Medicare Supplement Call Script That Really Works, written by Sarah J. Ruppel. You're armed with fresh leads and determined to sell Medicare supplements over the phone. So, now what? Common practice might say writing a strong script is next, but here's our secret. You need a mix of preparation and improvisation. Where to start? Just like face-to-face sales, your over-the-phone selling strategy should begin with proper planning. Determine your goals and make sure you can measure them to stay on track. For example, if you have a yearly sales goal, break it down into quarters, then months, weeks, and even days. When objectives are easier to measure, they also become more actionable and easy to manage. Next, make sure you know the ins and outs of the plans you'll offer. You want your clients to think of you as their trusted advisor. If you pause after each question to rustle through papers for an answer, it puts that trust at risk. Start off by making a list of potential questions a consumer might ask. Prepare for simple questions like, what is a Medicare supplement? To more complicated questions such as, can I still see the doctor I'm seeing now? Then consider how you can respond while keeping the conversation moving forward. Unexpected questions will come up, and that's okay. Selling over the phone is a learning process. Answer those questions the best you can on the fly and make a note to come back to them for a more detailed answer later. What to say? First things first, you have a limited amount of time to build rapport with your caller. Start by introducing yourself, but don't apologize for interrupting. Instead, get to the point by addressing your contact by name and letting them know why you're calling and how long that call will take. Next, ask the caller if that's okay. Really, by letting them answer this question, they're participating in the direction of the conversation. It lets them feel like they're in control, even though you're the one at the helm. Establish your potential client's current insurance plan up front. Listen well and take notes. This will help you determine what they're in the market for and allow you to highlight a time when a Medicare supplement plan reduced a client's bill to little or no cost. Attaching emotion to your product is a great way to connect with your potential client. Finally, avoid sales jargon and cliches in order to maintain a casual conversation. That kind of verbiage works well on sales materials, but when you say those words and phrases out loud, they tend to sound gimmicky and artificial. You want to sound natural, like you're talking with a friend over coffee. How to say it? While it's great to have a script, you shouldn't be reading from it. Why not? Because you sound like you're reading from it. There's a big difference between your reading voice and your natural speaking voice. Skeptical? Record a conversation between you and a friend. Then record yourself reading a script. You'll hear the difference. In those recordings, pay specific attention to the tone of your voice. If you've got a smile on your face, you'll hear it in your voice. Was your script written by someone else? It's easy for others to tell. Not only can it come off as though you're reading, it's easier to stumble and make mistakes. You should aim to sound comfortable and use language you normally use in a conversation. When on the phone, try standing up. And I say that from experience. I'm standing up as I'm recording this right now, and I stand for all of my recordings. Not only does it expand your diaphragm, it gives you the ability to pace and use body language that you would normally use in regular conversation. If you tend to gesture when you speak, consider a headset so your hands remain free to move. track your progress. Like many sales methods, call scripts are a work in progress. That means you should evaluate your script on a regular basis and check if you're meeting the goals you set at the start. Keep what's working and change what's not. You can utilize A/B testing to see which option works better, option A or option B. Make an equal amount of calls with both options to see which is more effective. Just remember to change only one thing at a time so you can keep track of your variables. You're already well on your way to a successful campaign selling MedSups over the phone. Give these helpful tips a try as you write your next call script. If you're looking for more information on selling MedSups, we've got links to a bunch of great articles and podcast episodes in our show notes for you, so be sure to check those out at agentsurvivalguide.com. That's it for this episode of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. This podcast is possible thanks to our amazing Agent Survival Guide team. Each one of our podcast episodes is also available in print format online at agentsurvivalguide.com. And if you want to get our latest content as soon as we publish it, make sure you subscribe to our email list. It's simple. Just visit our site, click on the big orange button in the top right-hand corner, enter your email, click submit, and you'll be good to go. Again, that's agentsurvivalguide.com or click on the link in our show notes. Thank you for listening. Thanks again for your support, and we'll see you next episode.